we heard it was out the front door. It was on his porch just when he shot the constable.
An exchange of gunfire in a College Station neighborhood south of the A&M campus today during the noon hour resulted in 3 deaths.
It is a tragedy. Our thoughts and prayers go out to those involved, the families of those involved, and we will do our best to conduct a very thorough and accurate investigation to try and determine exactly why this occurred and provide some answers to the public.
Assistant Police Chief Scott McComb says those who died are Brazos County Precinct 1 Constable Brian Bachman, a 65-year-old unidentified man, and the man who fired at officers.
They begin taking fire. There was a constable down in the front yard. As additional officers began to respond to the location, they were able to engage the gunman. They were able to they ended up shooting the gunman and taking him into custody.
McComb says the 55-year-old woman who was shot underwent surgery. She's at St. Joseph Brine in serious condition. A College Station officer was in stable condition after he was shot in the calf. 2 other officers who were not hit by gunfire were taken to the hospital for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries. The gunfire originated from a home at 211 Fidelity at the corner with Highland. This is a neighborhood south of the A&M campus bordered by George Bush Drive, Welborn Road, Holloman Drive, and Anderson. McComb says Bachman was serving an eviction notice when gunfire came out of the house.
Brian Bachman was very close to everyone in law enforcement. He was a pillar in this community, and it's sad and tragic that we've lost him today. And as you can imagine, as close as he was to all the officers in this area, these are the officers that are having to work this case and work through not only the motions, but all the details that are required to make sure that we have a good understanding as to why this occurred. What was the basis of it? We have to do background investigations and try and understand exactly why this individual elected to do this.
A citizen called 911 reporting the gunfire, which resulted in a response from multiple agencies. A&M United Methodist Church is holding a prayer service this evening at 7 in memory of those affected by today's shooting. The service is in the main sanctuary at the church, located on University Drive in the Northgate District. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW. Officer Rhonda Seaton says investigators have shrunk their focus area.
And it is around the 211 Fidelity residents only, a little bit of the street area too, but the other homes are available for residents to return there.
Among the possible announcements today are funeral arrangements, including those for Brian Bachman.
They just needed all of the immediate family to be here to be able to be a part of that. And as soon as we have information regarding the funeral arrangements for Constable Bachman, they have asked me to release that information.
The family of a Houston woman who was shot and is in serious but stable condition released a statement of thanks to St. Joseph Brine, a statement of thanks and a continued request for prayers and privacy. In Brazos County Justice of the Peace, Michael McClearly says the eviction notice delivered by Brian Bachman was originally meant to be handled by a deputy. McClearly told the Associated Press Bachman volunteered to make the house call, even though one of his deputies was set to make it. McClearly says Bachman grabbed the notice from a deputy and made the delivery as part of his job. McClearly says Thomas Caffley was 2 months behind on $625 a month rent, and the notice was for him to appear in court next week to explain the delay. McClearly says eviction would have been next. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW. Online at WTAW.com, you can see the map and read the latest information. From the home at the corner of Fidelity and Highland where Thomas Caffle shot and killed Constable Brian Bachman and injured Officer Brant Smith, the other victims were 2 blocks away. For instance, the bystander who was killed, Chris Northcliffe, was 6 houses down Highland when he was shot next to a parked vehicle. An injured bystander, Barbara Holdsworth, was 3 homes away when she was shot while driving her vehicle into a driveway. The other officers who were hit by bullet fragments, Phil Dorson and Justin Olke, were on Fidelity near Welborn Road, 6 houses west of Caffle. In addition to shots fired by Caffle and law enforcement, an unidentified civilian fired shots from a small caliber handgun towards Caffle. That person was in the same block as Holdsworth and Northcliffe. Investigators say the accused fired at least 65 rounds. The number of shots taken by officers is still being determined. The news release does not indicate who fired the shots that hit any of the victims. Officials say it does not appear the constable's gun was fired either by Bachman or by Coffle after he took Bachman's service weapon. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW. Officer Rhonda Seaton of the College Station Police Department, who was among those last year helping firefighters cope with the mental part of fighting wildfires, has been on the receiving end of assistance given by outside agencies from around the state.
And they held debriefings not only for College Station, but for all of the agencies involved. We had debriefings for the wives, because when something like this happens, it affects our families, too. It's not just something that affects the officers, but whenever we lose a police officer in the line of duty, it affects the wives, it affects the kids. So there were debriefings set up for them, as well as the officers involved. Separate one for command staff, separate one for first responders, and then a separate one for civilian employees of the department.
Seaton thanked Brazos County for arranging lodging and the cities of Bryan and College Station for providing meals to the out-of-town volunteers. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW. Bachman's chief deputy, Jeff Reeves, was asked how things are going in the Precinct 1 office.
I tell you, I talk to Donna and the kids, you look at them and you see them, and you can't have a bad day as good as they're doing. So it makes you feel like, you know, you got to push forward and do good as well.
Since Brazos County Commissioners appointed Reeves to handle administrative duties, he's made two promotions. Johnny Campbell is made chief deputy, and Reserve Robert Hewitt returns to full-time duty.
You know, I can honestly say, I even told Commissioner's Court this, that it's probably 75% Brian's hired and 25% mine. So I think it's, you know, it's just one of those indications we're just carrying on Brian's legacy and doing what Brian would want us to do as well.
And Reeves has moved to the Milliken area to establish Brazos County residency in order to be appointed to fill the remainder of Bachman's term. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW. Approaching 2 months after gunfire in a College Station neighborhood resulted in 3 deaths and 4 injuries, the Brazos County Grand Jury has ruled the actions of all officers were justified. District Attorney Bill Turner says that was not all the grand jury wanted to say.
The grand jury took the special step of wanting to say that they were proud of law enforcement's work in this case.
The grand jury also extended condolences to the victims' families.
Our sole function here is to make sure that the community knows that anytime we have a police-involved shooting, that there will always be a neutral set of eyes review those shootings to make a determination if the shootings were justified. And we think that's been accomplished here.
Turner says no further action will be taken. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW. A unanimous College Station City Council approved renaming Southwood Athletic Park for slain Brazos County Constable Brian Bachman. Ida Billows of the Parks and Recreation Advisory Board read the more than 130 letters in support.
These are not just words. These letters are full of celebrations of Brian's life and their memories of his service to our community.
Councilwoman Katie Marie Lyles made the motion.
I'm going to beg and plead with my colleagues to support this, and let's do this unanimously, because there's nothing greater we could do right now than to approve this.
A formal dedication will be held when the Little League season opens next April. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.